Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Hey, and we are at the last line of daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Sofik Adroiginus V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza, Rav David Ben Shimma, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yoshev Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Ben Yoma Mordechai Ben Ida, Chizki Yishloi Meziske Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adaso, and Chava Serol Bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned. Ilu Nishmas Yichil Yosef Ben Tzvi Ben Tzalel, Shloi Mezev Ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Olchana. So we're continuing with the sugya of the week, and that is the halacha that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Zokte Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa. Arlosoi. It says, Uvayoi Mashmini Yimoil Besar Arlosoi. And from the word Arlosoi, Chazal Darshin, that Arlosoi Vadai Doicha Shabbos, Veloi Sofik Doicha Shabbos. So if someone Vadai has an Arlo, someone Vadai is obligated in the mitzvah of Mila, then that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. If, however, a child is born and there's a suffix whether the child has an Arla, there's a suffix whether or not there's an obligation to give this child the Bris Mila, then if it's on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you'll do the Bris Mila. But if it's on Shabbos, even though it's Bayoy Mashmini, and even though Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but it's only Vadai Arlasai, only if there's a Vadai Mitzvahs Mila, do we say that Mila is going to be Doicha Shabbos. If, however, the whole Mitzvahs Mila is merely a suffix, in that instance, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. How do you know that? From a Pasuk. It says Arlasai, Arlosai vadai doiches haShabbos, v'loi sofik doiches haShabbos. Tosfos immediately asks that it sounds like from the Gemara that without a pasuk there would have been a havamina that if you have a sofik whether or not you have to do bris mila and it's Shabbos, that sofik mila would be doiches haShabbos. And Tosfos says, how could that be? Every time you do a bris mila, you're being mechal Shabbos. You're creating a wound. Mila, however, is Doicha Shabbos. But that's only if you're Vadei Chayev in Mila. If you have a Sofik Mila, that means you also have a Sofik Chil Shabbos. So how could the Sofik of Mitzvahs Mila be Doicha, the Sofik of Chil Shabbos? It's Tosfos Kasha, and we're going to get to that in the Raid Bite. The Braisa continues and says, Arlosei Vadei Doicha Shabbos, Veloi Adroiganis Doicha Shabbos. If a child is born and the child is an Adroiganis, so what's the difference between a Tumtum and an Adroiganis? They're both Sofik Zachar, Sofik Nekeva, but the Mitzvahs is different. A Tumtum is a child that's born where the makom that would determine whether the child is zachar and nekeva is covered. As a result, we can't tell whether the child is a zachar and a nekeva. An adroiganus is someone that has simonim of a zachar and simonim of a nekeva. Either way, the Braisa says that from Arlosei Vadei we learn that there's no bris mila that's done on an adroiganus. And Pashit, the reason is because throughout Shas, an adroiganus is always treated as a sofik zachar, sofik nekeva. So if you don't do a bris mila on Shabbos when it's a sofik, then you're not going to do bris mila on adroiganus. Rabbi Yudah says in the Braisa what he said in the Mishnah, adroiganus doiches haShabbos, va'onush karus. Arlosei Vadei doiches haShabbos. Another thing the Braisa says we learn from Arlosei Vadei, if a child was born Friday night, so there's a suffix now whether the child was born on Friday or whether the child was born on Shabbos. You can't do that bris mila on Shabbos. The reason is because, again, it's a suffix. We're not sure if when you do the bris mila on Shabbos, you're being mekayim ubayoy mashmini yimel psar alos, or maybe Shabbos is not really the right day. And even though this is a little different than the adragon, it's here for sure the child needs a bris mila. The suffix, however, is whether Shabbos is the Mila Bismanoi. And being that only Mila Bismanoi is Doicha Shabbos, so if a child is born Ben Ashmash, you have a suffix now where the Shabbos is Mila Bismanoi, the halacha is that Mila can't be Doicha Shabbos. A third halacha, Arlosei Vadei Doicha Shabbos, Veloi Noilad Kishahumol Doicha Shabbos. If a child is born Gemalet, so what do? We do what's called Hatofas Dam Bris. We take a little bit of blood from the area of the Mila. Says the Gemara that if someone was Noilad Mahol, that Mila, meaning that Hatofas Dam Bris, is also not going to be Doiches HaShabbos. So the first part of the Braisa, we're about to see the second part, but the first part of the Braisa stated a halacha that even though Mila is Doicha Shabbos, that is the context of the entire parak. But it's only Vadai Mila that's Doicha Shabbos. If the Bris Mila that's being done is only a Sofek Mila, because we have a tzad that maybe there's no mitzvahs Mila today, either because the child's an adroginus or because the child was born Ben Hashmashay. So we're not sure if today's the Mila Bezmanu, today's not the Mila Bezmanu, or Noilad Mo, we'll see more about that. In any one of those instances, even though you're going to do a Bris Mila, but in that case, you can't do the Mila on Shabbos. Now, as it relates to a Noilad Mo, says the Braisa, what you're supposed to do with this child is really a topic of debate between the school of Shammai and the school of Shetilo. Shabbi Shammai and Mishammai said, Tzarech Lahat Meru Dambris. That if a child is Noilad Mol, you have to do Atafas Dambris. You don't have to do Atafas Dambris. Everybody holds. Meaning, Bishammai and Bisil both agree that if a child is born Mol, you would have to do Atafas Dambris. Why? Because there's a concern, or we'll see, the Gemara is going to have it said that maybe we assume this way for sure, that even though to us it looks like the child was born Mo, meaning it looks like the child was born without an Arla, but maybe really the child has an Arla, but it's Kavusha. It's somehow embedded in the skin, it's sunken in, it's hidden, you can't see it. But because of that, everybody agrees, Beishami and Bisilu, that you have to do a bris, a tof astam bris, on a child that's Noilad Mo. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees that there was a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Bisilo with regards to Hatofas Dam Bris, but he said it wasn't discussing a Noilad Mol, rather, Aman Nechleku al Ger Sheneskayer Kishu Mol. They were arguing with regards to a Ger that had a Bris Mila while he was alive, before he was Megayer, and then afterwards he became a Ger. So the question is, does he have to do another Bris Mila, or does he not have to do a Bris Mila? So what if a non-Jew did a circumcision, which is very common, and then he converted to Judaism? So now, does he have to do another bris mila or not? So Rav Shimon Elazar said that was the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Bisilo. Beis Shammai and Tzarech Lahatav Meru Dambris, who Beis Shammai ain't Tzarech Lahatav Meru Dambris. But Rav Shimon Elazar said, there I understand Beis Shammai's shita, because there for sure the person already had his bris mila. It's just that he had it before he became a yid. So the question is, do you say, being that he's mol already, so there's no inyan in doing anything, or maybe you should be do Hatofas Dambris? Beis Shammai says you should do Hatofas Dambris. Beis Shammai says you don't have to do Hatofas Dambris. But as it relates to a Noilad Mol, everybody agrees you have to do Hatofas Dambris because there's a concern there that maybe this child really has an Orla. If the child has an Orla, even though you don't see it, if the child has an Orla, certainly you would have to do Hatofas Dambris. So the Gemara just brought a longish Braisa that's really made up of a Reisha and a Seifa and really two different topics. The first part of the Braisa is discussing the halacha of a Suffolk Mila on Shabbos or a Suffolk Mila Bismanoi on Shabbos. The halacha says the Braisa learned out from a pasuk is that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but Suffolk Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. And the Braisa gave three examples of what would be considered a Suffolk Mila. Number one, an androgynous, where we're not sure if this child is a boy or a girl. Number two, if the child was born Ben Ashmashes. So we know for sure that the child is a boy, we know he needs a Bris Mila, we're just not sure if Shabbos is the Mila Bezmanoi, or Shabbos is going to be a Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi. And finally, if the child was born Mahol, if the child was born Mahol, we're not sure if the child has an Arla or doesn't have an Arla. Is there an Arla Kfusha or is there not an Arla Kfusha? So in all these cases, the halacha is that even if we're going to do bris mila or a tafas dam bris, but it's not going to be doicha Shabbos. The second part of the braisa discussed the halacha of a noilad mahal. What's the din? Meaning, do we say it was noilad mahal, so there's no inyan of doing bris mila, or no? Maybe at the very least, ha tafas dam bris, and it was machloikis tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar as to a machloikis Beisham Bissel. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, in this Braisa, Beishamai holds Hatofastan Bris on a Noilad Mol. Beisil holds no Hatofastan Bris on a Noilad Mol. According to Rav Shimon Elazar, no. Noilad Mol, even Beisil agrees Hatofastan Bris. Was there a machloikis Beisham Bissel regarding Hatofastan Bris? Yes. Not with regards to a Noilad Mol, with regards to a different case where a Ger was Megayer in a state of being Mahol. There the Shaila was, do you have to do another Bris Mila, meaning Hatofastan Bris, or not? So the Gemara now is going to discuss the first part of the Braisa, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the second part of the price. Oh my man, but Safik Deichas Shabbos. So the price said that Vaday Mila's Deichas Shabbos, Safik Mila's not Deichas Shabbos. And then the price gave three examples, as we mentioned. But it sounds like from the lashon of the price of Eloi Safik Deichas Shabbos that it's coming to be marba something. Because if really all the price meant when it introduced the halacha or Lasi Vaday Deichas Shabbos, Eloi Safik Deichas Shabbos was the three examples that it was about to give, so it anyways gave the three examples. So what's the point in that first line? Right, every word in a Mishnah and a Braisa is at a premium. We don't just go ahead and throw words around. So Vada, yeah, Suffolk, no. And then three examples of Suffolk. If you're going to tell me the three examples of Suffolk, so why do you need the heading? Why do you need this disclaimer at the beginning that you should know that Davko, Amila, Vada, but not Amila, Suffolk? Must be it's coming to teach me a halacha. So the Gemara says, what's it coming to be? Marbo, Zok, the Gemara, Lasu, Hadatan, Rabban, Ben Shiv, Mechalon of Shabbos. A child is born in the seventh month of pregnancy, you do the Mila on Shabbos. Uben Ches, in Mechalon of Shabbos. But if the child is born in the eighth month of pregnancy, you don't do the Mila on Shabbos. And this is based on a Metzius that has changed. But once upon a time, a child that was born in the eighth month was considered to be in tremendous risk. That child had a din in halacha as a nafel, which means that in many areas of halacha, as the Gemara is going to discuss on Kufla Midvav, this child actually has a din of a mace. As it relates to Mila, you don't do a Mila on Shabbos on a child that was born in the eighth month. So what happens if Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches? If you have a Safik, the child is born in the seventh month or born in the eighth month, Ein Mechalon as a Shabbos, the halacha is you're not going to do the Mila on Shabbos. So this is another example of a Safik. Not a drug in a Safik Zacha, Safik Nekeva. Not Ben Ashmash, Safik is Shabbos, the Mila Bezmanoi, or not the Mila Bezmanoi. Not Noilad Mol, Safik, if there is an Arlo that's Kavusha, there's no Arlo that's Kavusha. But Safik, whether this child is a Bar Kayama, or whether this child is an Eiffel. We're not sure if the child was born in the seventh month, in which case it's a Bar Kayama, Mila's going to be Doicha, or the child is an Eiffel, in which case the Mila's not going to be good. The Braisa continues and says, Ben Shmoina, this is a huge Chiddush. If a child is born in the eighth month, ain hareyu ke'evan. The child is considered a stone. Va'asa l'taltal. You're not allowed to carry it. It's considered muktzah. Meaning, to such a degree, Chazal viewed this nafel as a mace. A mace is muktzah, David HaMelech. So this is going to be muktzah as well. Aval imoy. So what do? You just allow the child to, someone has to take care of the child. So the mother, Shaycha, bends over towards the child. Umeniktay, and nurses the child, mipnei asakan. Meaning, chalila to not nurse the child and not take care of the child. But at the same time, sensitive to the fact that the child has a din of a mace, and as a result, the child is like an evan. The child is going to be considered muktzah. Zok de gemar itma. Rav. So this is obviously going on the second part of the braisa, where we had a machlokes between the Tanakama Rav Shimon Elazar, what the machlokes of Shimon Bisul was regarding a tafas dan bris. According to the Tanakama, Shimon Bisul argued regarding a noilad mohol. Do you need a tafas dan bris, or do you not need a tafas dan bris? According to Rav Shimon Elazar, everyone agrees, Shimon Bisul, that you do need a tafas dan bris on a noilad mohol. The machlokes was regarding a gerish in the sky. In other words, we have a machlokes Tanakama Rav Shimon Elazar. According to Beisul, who of course we paskin like, whether a noilad mol needs a tafas dan bris, or doesn't need a tafas dan bris. According to the Tanakama, Beisul shita is that a noilad mol does not need a tafas dan bris. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Beisul shita is a noilad mol does need a tafas dan bris. So what's the halacha? A noilad mol, yeah, a tafas dan bris, or no a tafas dan bris. And again, we're only concerned with Beisul shita because we paskin like Beisul. So itmar machleik is Rav Shmuel, Rav Amalacha Kitanakama, which means that a noilad mol does not need a tafas dan bris. Rav Shmuel Amashmuel says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which means that a noilad mol does need a tafas dan bris. Rav Adabar Habes Yalei Ahu Yenuka Kishun Mol. The Gemara says, Rav Adabar Habes had a child and the baby was born mohol, and he wanted to do a mila, a tafas dan bris. Not just that, he wanted to do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ahadre atlesen mehuloi. He went to 13 mayalim, and he asked them, would you please do the bris mila, that tafas dan bris for my child? Nobody wanted to do it. Interesting that he went to 13 mayalim. Yud gimel brisos, 13 in general is the Mispar Kedusha. So Rabbi Adi Bar Ahava couldn't find the mile to do it, and he wanted it done, and he felt it had to be done bezmanay. So what do you do? B'mokim sheinish, ishtadli yisish. See, he was the mile himself. So he went and he did bris mila, and he harmed the child at the shafya krushrifcha. He caused the child a krushrifcha, which is a terrible injury. So the Gemara says, Omar, Rabbi Adi Bar Ahava said, Tesi li, I think I was punished. Davri ad Rav, because I went keneged Rav, because Rav Shita is noilad mol, according to Beisul, ain't sarach latif, menu dan bris. He holds like the Tanakhama that the Machlokes b'Shimon Bisul was a noilad mol. He said, I went keneged Rav, and I think I was punished for that. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Rav Adi Bar Ahava, the Shmuel loyava? And did you not go keneged Shmuel? Meaning, you make it sound like, oh, Rav wouldn't have been tefriden with what you did. As if to say Shmuel would have, because Eimad Omash Shmuel b'choil. Even Shmuel only said it during the week. Aval b'Shabbos miyomer, he never said it on Shabbos. That was the braisa, that you never do a tafas dan bris on Shabbos. So if on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it, so this was on Shabbos. So even though it's true you followed Shmuel, that a noilad mol needs a tafas dan bris, but not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, who's of us? What did Rav Adi Bar Ahava hold? He held vaday arlo kfushahi. He argued with what we've said till now. Meaning, he was of the opinion that the reason you would need a tafas dan bris on a noilad mol is not because of a suffix, maybe there's an arlo kfusha, but because of a vaday arlo kfusha. Either way, so if he held like Shmuel, that halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that even Beisul still holds Noilad Molad Sarech Lahatav Meru Dam Bris. And he held that when you need a Tofas Dam Bris by a Noilad Molad, it's not because of a Chayshinon, it's not because of a Safik, but it's a Vadai. So that's why he felt. If it's a Vadai, that means you for sure have to do Bris Mila. So it's a regular, but Yom Hashmini, Yimel Psar Losi, it's Deich HaShabbos. That's why he tried finding a Moil to do the Bris for him on Shabbos. Now clearly no one else agreed with him, because the 13 Moilim that he went to obviously had a Messiah that this is the wrong thing to do. But Al Kopad Rabad Rahava made two Hanachas. His first Hanacha was that the Lachas like Shmuel, who paskel like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that even Beis Hillel holds Noilad Mal Tzarech Lahatav Meru Dam Bris. And number two, this is a much bigger Chiddush, that Noilad Mal, that Tzarech Lahatav Meru Dam Bris, is not because of a Suffolk Arla, but we assume for sure the Noilad Mal is really an Arla. So you always think of a Noilad Mal as he's Noilad Mal, by definition, Kishmoy Kachi. But says the Gemara, Bad Rabbah held not that way, that a Noilad Mal really has an Arla. So the Gemara, is there any precedence amongst the earlier Amoyroin to such a shayla that maybe a Noilad Mal is not just a suffix that he has an Arla, but a Vadi has an Arla? The Gemara says, yeah, the Itmar Rabba Mechashin on Shem Arla Kvushi, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Vadai Arla Kvushi. Already Machlaikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Says it was an old Machlaikis, and Rabbi Adar Ahava was really just picking sides. He was going like Rabbi Yosef that holds Vadi Arla Kvushi. Again, Lamay Nafkimina, you can do it even on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yosef, no, I mean, how do I know that it's Vadi Arla Kvushi? Tiny into the price. So Rabbi Lazak Kaparoy Mirsa. The Girsan, the Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer HaKaper. There was no Rabbi Eliezer HaKaper. There was Rabbi Lazar HaKaper. Either way, Rabbi Lazar Kaper says, the Machlokes B'Shaim B'Sillu was never with regards to a Noilad Mo, whether he needs HaTofas Dam Bris. That sounds a lot like Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Aman Nechleku, what was the Machlokes L'Chal Olav Sa Shabbos? The Machlokes was whether or not you could do it on Shabbos. Shebisham Oim Mechal Olav Sa Shabbos, U'Bisillu Oim Eim Mechal Olav Sa Shabbos. B'Sham says you can be Mechal Shabbos, B'Sillu says you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So look to Gemara. Lav Mechlal, so Rabbi Yosef says, this was Rabbi Lazar Kaper's contribution to this Noise. He came and he was mechadish that the machloek of the Shem Yisrael was whether that tofas dam bris on a noilad mo is doicha Shabbos or is not doicha Shabbos. So what the Tanakama hold? So lab mechal Tanakama sof mechal on a Shabbos. It sounds like according to the Tanakama, there's no shaila that a tofas dam bris is mechal Shabbos. He was the one and he came and was mechadish that it's not going to be mechal Shabbos. But it sounds like the Tanakama, so it's not clear who the Tanakama is. There's a Rashi here. There's different Gersoyis here. But let's assume the Tanakama is Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who held that Bishame and Beisilo both agreed that a Noilad Mahu needs HaTofas Dambris. Rabbi Lazar Kaper is saying the same thing, but he's saying that they're arguing whether or not it's Toicha Shabbos. It sounds like the Tanakama disagrees because the Tanakama holds that it's for sure, Doicha Shabbos. Why? What's the Shiloh whether it would be Doicha Shabbos or not? Is it a Suffolk Arla Kfusha? Is it a Vadi Arla Kfusha? But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yosef said that Michlal Rabbi Lazar HaKaper, you now know what the other Tanoim held. It was Rabbi Lazar Kaper's Chiddush that there's an issue of doing that toughest Tam Bris on a Noel Mol on Shabbos. Sounds like everybody holds you could be Michal Shabbos. Gemara says, how do you know that? Vidulma, meaning, would Rabbi Yosef see this deal? Maybe Tanakam holds the record, eh, Michal and Kama. Afshafakarit. Maybe the Tanakam is of the opinion that everyone holds you can't be Michal Shabbos. Gemara says, and came Rabbi Lazar Kaper, time of the Beshami Yosel Ashmina. If that's the case, Rabbi Lazar Kaper is coming to say a Chiddush in Beshamai. Meaning, if according to Beis Hillel, the assumption is that you don't do a tofas dam bris. It's vade not mechalas haShabbos. So what's he coming to be mechadish? He's coming to be mechadish shitas Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. So why would we need Rabbi Lazar HaKaper? Why would Rabbi Lazar HaKaper the Tana come and contribute to this brisa to tell me shitas Beis Shammai? But the Gemara says Nabucha because Duma Hachi Kamal Nechah Beis Shammai. That was that. Maybe he wasn't coming to say shitas Beis Shammai as much as he was coming to explain what the machloek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. The bottom line is what emerges from this Gemara is that a noilad mal. What do you do with a noilad mal? Tzarech lahatuf mena dam bris or ain't tzarech lahatuf mena dam bris? So there was a machloek is Beis Shammai and Beis regarding someone who's mohol, tzarech lahatuf mena dam bris or no? And there's machlekes on the camera of Shimon Elazar whether that machlekes was discussing a noilad mohol, or perhaps it was discussing a ger shenis gayer lahalacha machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav paskind like the Tanakama, Shmuel paskind like Rav Shimon Elazar. Another shaila that emerged was when we say Noilad Mal is Tzarech Lahatuf Meru Dam Bris, is that because of a concern maybe there's really an Arla somewhere? Or is there a Vadai Arla there? But one thing is clear, when we do the HaTofas Dam Bris, it's based on a real chashash that maybe this child is an Arla. It's not just symbolic. There's something real over here. There's a tzad in the Gemara that it would be Doicha Shabbos, that it would be Yom HaShmini Yimel Basar HaLosa would include in it the halacha of HaTofas Dam Bris. Zok the Gemara Ravasi. Kol she'imait me'aleido. Any child that's born, a boy, with a mother is Tomei Tomas Leido, Nima L'Shmoyna. Then the halacha is that the Bris Mila happens on the 8th. Kol she'imait me'aleido. But if the mother is not going to be tummy tumas leida, ein imel l'shmoina. Then the halach is the bris milah is not going to happen on the eighth day. How do you know that? Shenem, because the pasuk says ishak hisazria v'yolda zachar. The Tama Shivas Yomim, and then the next pasuk is Ubiyeh Mashmini Yimel Psar Lasai. So we learn from there that if it's the Tama Shivas Yomim, then it's Ubiyeh Mashmini Yimel Psar Lasai. If it's not the Tama Shivas Yomim, then there's no Ubiyeh Mashmini Yimel Psar Lasai. The mitzvah of Mila is mentioned twice in the Torah. It's mentioned in the Parshas Lech Lecha. The first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was Nitzava. The mitzvah of Mila, we have several psukim where we learn important halachas related to Mila, but it's mentioned a second time. It's mentioned in Parshas Tazria and Torah's Kayanim. The Torah there also mentions the mitzvah of Mila. And there the mitzvah of Mila is mentioned derech agav, because Torah's Kayanim is the parsha of the Karbanos. And really, vukum tesarayim to Torah's Kayanim. It's in the context, it's derech agav, it's almost a digression, kaviyochol, because really what the Torah is talking there about is the karbonos that a woman has to bring after she has a baby. A woman that has a baby is a yeilites, she's tameh, then she has to bring a karbon. Derech agav, if she has a boy, ubayay mashmini yim obsar alasa. But either way, from that pasuk, from the juxtaposition, the smichos between ishaki sazriya v'yol v'zachar v'tameh shivas yamin, and then afterwards, we learned the two atolis that is, you know what, first guns, what's one to do with the other? If the woman is tamed to Shivas Yamim, then Ubiyeh Mashmini Yim Bapsar Lassai. But if she's not tamed to Shivas Yamim, so then the halacha is, there's no Ubiyeh Mashmini Yim Bapsar. So what do you do? When do you do the bris milah? So Rashi says, Elonimo Miyat. You do the bris milah right away. So this child would be born, this child would have its bris milah done right away. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas says that even though at first glance this medrash would seem to be a medrash plia, what is the fact that the woman is not talking Shivas Yom have to do with the bris milah not being done on the eighth day? He says, but the truth is, there's a timer rabba, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida that why is milah l'shmoina? Because once upon a time, after a woman had a baby, she was a Nida, but she was only a Nida for 7 days. After that, any blood that she saw was called Dam Toyar. Today we don't have the laws of Dam Toyar anymore. But once upon a time, any Dam that she saw after the 7th day was considered Dam Toyar. That means she was Tameh for 7 days, and on the 8th day she became Tar. If the Bris Milah would be done Miyad, if it would be done during the first week of her life, so everybody would come together, there would be a party, Sasa Noichi Al Nimrasecha, Kamoisi Shal Rav, there'd be a Mishnah Gadol, Kulam Smechin, and the woman would be not happy. She's a Nida. Once upon a time, a Nida was treated in a different way, and as a result, it wouldn't be Geschmack for her. So the Torah said, wait until she's not Tomei Tumas Nida anymore, and afterwards with the Bris Milah. So says with Yosef Engel, what do you see? You see that the reason, the Pasha, so many reasons why Mila is Bishmini, but the reason that the Gemara gives Nida Lamed Aleph, that she's taught, that we wait until the 8th day, is because we want to wait until she's not Tomei anymore. Oh, it's very Geschmack. So if she's Tomei Shivas Yomim, then the Bris Milah is done on the 8th day. But if she's not Tomei Shivas Yomim anyways, you might as well do the Bris Milah Miyat. Now, what's an example of a woman that's not Tomei Shivas Yomim? So if the child was born Yoytze Daifen, if the child was born via a C-section, it wasn't born naturally. If the childbirth happened natural, so then she's Tomei Shivas Yomim. But if it happens via an unnatural way, so then the halacha she's not. So what's coming out really from the Gemara is that a Yoytze Daifen, that child doesn't have Mila Bishmini. L'may Nafkaminos, of course today we do Mila Bishmini, even on a Yoytze Daifin, but the Nafkamino would be if it's Daicha Shabbos. So this is already a whole discussion. But the bottom line is, I'm a Abaya, but Abaya asked the Kasha to Ravasi. He says, I understand, Deirus HaRishonim Yoychichu, L'chura, I have a raya from the Deirus HaRishonim. The Deirus HaRishonim, as in Avram Avinu, up until Matna Torah, Sheini Metmei Aleid, V'ni Mila Shmoina. You had the Mila of Shmoina. Avram Avinu was told to do Bris Mila Bishmini. Yitzchak Avinu got his Bris Mila when he was 8 days old, because that's what the mitzvah was to do it already by the 8th day. And at the same time, there was no Tumas Leda, because Tumas Leda, Rashi says, that didn't happen until Matan Torah. Malaysi told, Ravasi said, I hear what you're saying, but Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. Could be before Matan Torah. This is the way it was. Before Matan Torah, there was no Tumah. So Enochinabi, if there's no Tumah, so then it makes sense that what Shaychis would Tumah have to do with it. But once the Torah was given, at that point, everything changed. Says the Gemara, is that true? If somebody was born Yoytze Doifin, or if someone has Shtei Arlois, we have a machloikis whether a yoytze doifin bris milah is done on Shabbos. Now, I can't believe the chalav is on Shabbos. Machloikis over here seems to be with only whether it's Michal Shabbos. Sounds like everybody agrees you do it on the 8th day. Why? Because if you don't do it on the 8th day, of course it's not Michal Shabbos. Because only Mila Bishmin is Michal Shabbos. So if you tell me that a Yoytze Doifin, that's an example of a woman that had a baby where she's not Tami Tomas Yogledes. The halacha is that she is, the Mila is not Bishmini. So if the meal is not Bishmini, what would be the Havamina that it should be Doicha Shabbos? And from the fact that you see there was a machloik is whether or not it's Doicha Shabbos, that's a riot at the very least. It has to be done Bishmini. But the Gemara says, no, ha baha talya, efshefaker. Maybe this machloik is amiroyim, whether or not it's Doicha Shabbos is gufatoli, whether or not it's not Bishmini. I mean, you're assuming that everybody agrees that it's Bishmini, but the machloikis is whether it's Doicha Shabbos. Maybe faker, maybe the machloikis gufa is whether it's Bishmini. On the side it's Bishmini, it's going to be Doicha Shabbos. And on the side that it's not Bishmini, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Zok de Gemara Kitanoi. Could be this Shiloh of whether or not a Yoitze Doifin has Mila Bishmini, or whether Yoitze Doifin doesn't have Mila Bishmini. This shayla, whether a yoytze doifin has mila b'shmini as a result stoicha Shabbos, or yoytze doifin doesn't have mila b'shmini as a result it's not stoicha Shabbos. This shayla, as to whether or not there's a halacha that states that the only time mila is b'shmini is if the mother's tameh. But if the mother gave birth to a child and she doesn't have tumas leida, she doesn't have tumas nida, so in that case the halacha is that maybe there's no mila b'shmini is really the discussion, it's the debate of, it's a machloikis tanon. Zok de Gemara. What's this machloikis tanam? So this machloikis tanam is really predicated on two psukim in Parashas Lech Lecha. So I'll read the psukim. The Torah says, "Uben shmoy nasiyamin yima lechem kol zochel l'doris eichem." This is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael. There's no Klal Yisrael there. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to Avram Avinu. He said that when you have a child, 8 days old, you have to do bris milah. And then Hashem continued and said, "Yilid bias umiknas kesef." Not only do you have to do bris milah, but even your yilid bias, even your avodim. Your avodim knaniyim. Even your miknas kesef. Again, your avodim. We'll see what the difference is. Mikol ben necher ashalim zarachur. Even if it's a ben necher, even that child is going to need bris milah. Then the pasuk says, himo yimo yulid beischa or miknas kaspcha. Again, the same thing. Not only do you have to do bris milah for you and your family, but also yulid beischa is going to need bris milah. Or miknas kaspcha is also going to need bris milah. The bottom line is, the Torah says that not only did Avram Avinu and his family have to do bris milah, but Yelid Beisai had to do bris milah, Miknas Kasfai also had to do bris milah. So what's Yelid Bais and Miknas Kasef? The shorter answer is the Avodim Kenaniyim. The longer answer is there has to be a nuance between the Yelid Bais and a Miknas Kasef. So Yelid Bais is an Eved that was born to the Yid. Miknas Kasef is an Eved that was bought by the Yid. So you can buy an Eved, or you can have an Eved, a Shifcha, who gives birth to a child, where the Allah is, Oisha V'yoladeh, T'yoladeh. That's by Eved Ivri. But the point is that there's such a concept, there's an idea, that if an Eved is born to an Eved, so you own the mother, you can own the child as well. So says the Torah, it doesn't matter if it was a Yalid Bias, or if it was a Miknas Kasef. Now notice, the two psukim that mentioned is a Mitzvah's Mila, it's a little tricky, but Yalid Bias and Miknas Kasef are a little bit different. The first pasuk says, Uben Shmoinas Yomin, it says, when do you do the bris milah if you lit bayis and miknas kasef? When the baby's 8 days old. The next pasuk says, himol yimol yilid beischa umiknas kaspecha. It doesn't say anything about the child being 8 days old. Sounds like maybe you would do the bris milah, yeah. Zokti gemara, this is the brisa. Yesh yilid bayis shenim alechad. His yilid bayis with the bris milah is done right away. V'yesh yilid bayis shenim alechmoina. We wait until the 8th day. Yesh miknas kasef shenim alechad. There's a miknas kasef where you do the bris milah immediately. V'yesh miknas kasef shenim alechmoina. And then there's a miknas kasef where you do it on the 8th day. That means we're going to come up with four different situations. A yilid bayis with the milah is miyad, the bayis where it's on the 8th day. A miknas kasef where it's miyad, a miknas kasef where it's on the 8th. Again, what's the difference? Yilid bayis is when the child is born in the house of the yid. Miknas kasef is when this child was acquired. It was purchased by the yid. So, yesh miknas kasef shenim alechad, and yesh miknas kasef shenim alechmoina keitzad. Lokach shifcha muberes. If somebody bought a shifcha that was meuberes, he bought a shifcha and her fetus. The acha kachyolda, and then she gave birth. Zeu miknas kasef, hanim alechmoina. So it's considered miknas kasef. Why? Because you acquired the uber. The uber was alive already when you bought the mother. So as a result, it's considered a miknas kasef. It's also nim alechmoina, and the reason it's nim alechmoina is because it was born. It was born in the Rishos of the Mat. Lokach Shifcha, it was born in the Rishos of the Yid. Lokach Shifcha Vlad Ima. What would be if somebody bought a Shifcha together with the child? Meaning you bought a baby. If you bought the baby, then that Loch is going to do the Bris Milah right away. In other words, very simple. If you buy an Eved, and the Eved is born in your Rishos, you do the Milah Bishmaina. Makes sense. It was born in your Rishos. It's similar to your child that was born in your Rishos. Then you do the Milah Bishmaina. If, however, you bought the child when it was born already, meaning you bought it and it wasn't born in your Rishos, then you can do that. Now, how could you buy a child and then it should be born in your Rishos? Very simple, an Uber. You can acquire an Uber, but it's prior to the Leda. So if the Leda happened in your Rishos, then the Mila is going to be B'Shmoina. If the Leda happened prior to you purchasing it, then it's going to be Lech. That's very simple. That's the Yesh Miknas Kasev Shanima Le'echad, Yesh Miknas Kasev Shanima L'Shmoina. The second part's a little trickier. The Yesh Yilid Bayis Shanima L'Shmoina. There's an example of a Yilid Bayis where the Mila is going to be B'Shmoina. Ketzal, Lok Shifcha, V'Nesabret, Sloy. In the event that somebody bought a Shifcha and she became pregnant after she was already acquired in the Rishos of her master, V'Yolda, and then she gave birth to a child, Zeu Yilid Bayis, Hanima L'Shmoina. Meaning, if somebody would acquire the Shifcha and she already had the Uber, so the other halacha is, the Mila would be L'Shmoina, but because it's considered Miknas Kesef. Because if the Uber existed at that point, so then the Mila, it's a Miknas Kesef, because it means you acquired it, it was born in your Rishos, it's going to be L'Shmoina. The example of the Yilid Bayis that's Nimar L'Shmoina is where you bought the mother, the child was not yet in existence, meaning the mother was not a Meuberes, she was Nisabra Etzloi, and then she was the older. There too, the halacha is going to be Nima L'Shmoina. Why? Not because it's Miknas Kesef, but because it's Yilid Bayis. So if you buy a mother and she's Meuberes, and then she gives birth in the Rishos of the other, in the Rishos of the Yid, you're going to do Mila B'Shmoina because it's a Miknas Kesef. If you acquire the mother before she was Nisabra, it's going to be the same halacha. You're going to have Mila B'Shmoina because it's a Yilid Bayis. Now, what's the example of a Yilid Bayis where the Bris Mila happens immediately? So that the Brisa didn't say, that the Gemara is going to get back to. But before that, Reb Chama argued. He had a little bit of a different formulation. He said, I'll give you an example of a Yilid Bayis Shanima Lechad. So he started off by giving an example for the one thing that the Tanakam and this Brisa didn't explain. Tanakam didn't explain the Yilid Bayis Shanima Lechad. He explained the Miknas Kesef Echad, Miknas Kesef Shmoina. He explained the Yilid Bayis Shmoina. Didn't explain the Yilid Bayis Echad. The Gemara is going to get back to that. But Reb Chama starts exactly where the Chachamim sort of left a void. And there's Yilid Bayis, that's Nima Lecha. What's that example? So he said the example is where somebody acquired a Shifcha. She became pregnant in the Rishos of her Adon. She had the baby in the Rishos of the Adon. You know what she didn't do? She didn't toivel yet. She didn't complete her Geiros. She didn't complete what the Eved Knaan, the Shifcha Knaan has had to do when he or she was acquired by it. Right, we know an Eved Knaan is Chayv HaMitzvah. The reason Eved Knaan is Chayv HaMitzvah, is because on some level he's a miktsas Yisrael. That's Lashon HaRambam and Yad Chazaka. Yisrael b'miktsas. So there's a little bit of a geirus that took place. So if she never did the tefillah, so then the halach is if she gives birth to a child, even though the child needs bris mila, it's yilid bayis. But that's the yilid bayis where it doesn't say ben shmein es yamin. That's the yilid bayis. That's going to be nimalech. What if it would be in the reverse? What if you acquired the Shifcha, and she was Nisabra, she did the tefillah, and then the child was born. So it comes out like this. One nuance is really what we need for our Gemara, and the rest of it is a shtickle digression. But we need one piece. One piece we need. Comes out over here like this. It comes out, Reb Chama is saying that whether or not the Mila is going to be for this Eved Kanani on the day he's born, or on the eighth day, is totally in what? It's telling you, is the mother a Yid or is the mother not a Yid? Whereas the Tanakhama, they don't care about whether the mother's a Yid or not. They don't care about the Tefillah. Reb Chama needs a Tefillah. He says, I don't care that the baby was born in the Rishos of the Yisrael. Tefillah, yeah, or Tefillah, no. That's the Yilid Bayis, L'Echli Yilid Bayis, L'Shmoina. We need Mon of Shach. Everything happened in the Rishos of the Yid. Yeah, I understand, but what depends, what's going to determine this, is the Tefillah. But the Tanakhama is Akhti Gemara, L'Shani Lebe, Tefillah. So what's the Hesper? What's the Machloikis? Why would it be a machlokes? According to Reb Chama, you need that the Shifcha Knaan has had a tefillah in order to say that when she gives birth to a child, the child's bris mila should be on the eighth day. It should be a Yilid Bayis Hanima L'Shmoina. According to the Tanakam, I don't care about that. It doesn't matter. The tefillah doesn't concern me. So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you what the pshat is. The shail is Rav Asi. The shail is, if there's a halacha that says that the only time this mila b'shmoina is if the mother's tamei tumas shiva, so you would need the mother to be a yid. Because if the mother's not a yid, or at least the Yisraelis b'miksas, because if she's not a shtickle yid, that means there's no tumas shiva. There's no tumas shiva. There's no mila b'shmoina. So Reb Chama that said that it's all about the tevila, because he held like Rav Asi's chiddush, Zok the Gemara. He held that the only time mila is b'shmoyna, it's ichuk hisazri all the zachar, and then we'll be a meshminim of sar lasai. So you can figure out all the permutations. At the end of the day, you need tevila. Without tevila, it's never going to be mila b'shmoyna. Tanakama doesn't care about that. He's loishani le. So Zok the Gemara, this Rav Asi and Abaya and the whole shock of attiring the Gemara, maybe Rav Huna, Rav Chia, by Rav, like the Gemara said on the top of the Yom, could be this is mamish, this machloikis tanam over here. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue explaining. We mentioned this Braisa, but Derech Agav, to bring out this one point. So the Gemara is going to explain the rest of the Braisa. Bishlam the Rav Chama, Bishlam according to Rav Chama. We have all four examples. Yilid Bayis Nima Le'echad, Yilid Bayis Nima L'Shmoyin. Miknas Kesef Nima Le'echad, Miknas Kesef Nima L'Shmoyin. And the Gemara explains. Yod V'Achakachet Bila, if the tefillah happened after the child was born, meaning somebody acquired a shifcha, and the shifcha in the reshus of the adayim gave birth to a child. The shifcha then had a baby, and then afterwards she did the tefillah. So zehu yilid bayis shenima le'echad. We just explained Rav Chama holds like Rav Asi that being that she never did the tefillah, she doesn't have tumah shiva, doesn't have tumah shima. You don't have a yemes shmini yibo b'sar losi. Hibila v'achach yodo. In the case where she did the tefillah before the leida, zehu yilid bayis shenima le'shmoina. You bought the shifcha. She became expecting in the reshus of her adayim. She did the tefillah before she had the baby. That's Yilid bias where Nibel Shmoyna. She has Tumas Shiva. As a result, you have a Yemesh Mi, you have a Psar Lost. Mikdas Kasa Nibel Shmoyna. You had the case of Mikdas Kasa Shmoyna. Kunchalaka Shivcha Muberes. Vihit Bila Vachakach Yolda. Again, same thing. Somebody bought a Shivcha Muberes. There was a Tefillah. And once there was a Tefillah, so now she's a Yisraelis. So then the halach is if the child is born. Why is this Mikdas Kasa? Because here you bought the child. What do you mean? The child wasn't born yet. It was born in the Rishos. Yeah, but she was an Ober. So that means that the child was he was an Ober. Being that the child was an Ober, so it's considered that you're quiet. And Miknas Kasev Nimelech. What's the case of Miknas Kasev? That's easy. Can't you lock us up a Shevcho? Ubra. So, Elo Latanakama. But according to the Tanakama, Bishlema Kulu Mishkachas Lahu. All the situations we explained. Eli Lid Bias Nimelech. Eli Mishkachas Lahu. But what's an example of Yilid Bias? That's Nimelech. There's two possibilities in Yilid Bias, according to the Chachamim. Yilid Bias is where the child was born in the Rishos of the Adoy. Okay, when was the child conceived? Was the child conceived in the Rishos of the Adoy? Or was the child conceived before it came into the Rishos of the Adoy? Right? Those are the only two possibilities. If it was conceived in the Rishos of the Adoy, so that's a regular Yilid Bias. That should be Nima L'Shmoina. If it was conceived previously, that means the mother was a muberes when it was acquired. So if the mother was a muberes, then it's a miknas kesef, that's nima l'shmoina. So manav shach, it's nima l'shmoina. But either it's nima l'shmoina because it's a miknas kesef, or it's nima l'shmoina because it's yilid bias. But what's the example of yilid bias that's nima l'echad? According to Rav Chama, there's yilid bias and nima l'echad if there was no tefillah, if there's no tumat shiva. But according to Rav Chama, what do you have that? Some Rabbi Yirmi came up with an example, but like keach shivcha l'ober. It's talking about when you bought a shivcha, but you have no rights in the shivcha. All you have is rights in the uber. Being you have no rights in the shivcha, all the rights you have is in the uber. So you don't own the mother, so it's not a real Yilid Bias. The mother is a regular non-Jewish woman. The child is the Eved Kanani. So an Eved Kanani that's born to a non-Jewish woman, Tainas de Gemara, it could be over there, a Lekeach Shivcha Le Ubra, that's not a typical Yilid Bias, that's too not similar to a regular Jewish baby that's born, because the mother and there's no one's Jewish over here. It's just the child is an Eved Kanani. So over there, the Allah, it's going to be Lech. This all works if you own Kinyan Paris, it's Lech Kinyan Aguf. Where if I own the Paris, I own the fruit of a tree, it means I don't necessarily have a Kinyan in the tree. So this makes sense. But this man, that Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf, if I own the Paris of a tree, I own the tree. So over here, too, I own the baby, that means I have a Kinyan in the mother. So your hechetimtza academically doesn't add up, because you're telling me, oh, the hechetimtza is where I own the baby, I don't own the mother. I don't own the mother, so it's not a good advice. It's not true. If you own the baby, you own the mother. If you own king and parents, king and guftami. I'm Rav Mishai says, I'll come up with another hechetimtza. But like, hey, shivcha manashleth, it's true, you own the mother. Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guftami. And maybe the case is we even bought the mother. But when you bought the mother, you bought it al menas not to complete the geiris of the mother. Amanash shaloi lahat bila. And being that you bought the mother, amanash shaloi lahat bila, so in this case, it's, again, not similar enough to your classic example of a regular Jewish child that's born. Because even though you own the mother, but you own it on the condition that she's never going to be even a Yisraelis b'miktas. You're not doing the tefillos. In that case, if the child is born, the meal is not going to be b'shmoina. That's the case where it's going to be b'echad ex. So just one ha'ara that's really made up of several ha'aras. I just thought that we went through this week so many gishmaki gemaras here in Perek Rav Elezer de Mila. So just a little bit al derech ha'chidud v'al derech ha'pilpul, just to talk. I read Arum, some of the sugyas that we went through this week. So at the very beginning of the daf, the Gemara brought a braisa that was made up of two parts, really a tale of two cities. The reish of the braisa discussed a suffix mila on Shabbos. Mila we know is daicha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even machshire mila is daicha Shabbos. What about suffix mila? And the braisa gave three examples of suffix mila. The child's an adroigenes, suffix zacha, suffix nekeva. The child is a vaday zacha, but it was born bein hashmashes. and you're not sure if the Mila Bismano is Shabbos, in which case it would be Deicha Shabbos, or maybe the Mila Bismano is Friday or Sunday, in which case it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. The child was born Mahol, and there's a suffix that maybe there's an Erla Kevusha, and as a result, you need a Tafas Dam Bris, in which case you would have to do the Mila Shabbos. Maybe there is no Erla, in which case the Tafas Dam Bris is going to be symbolic in nature, and certainly you wouldn't have the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. So what's that loch? Is Suffolk Mila Deicha Shabbos, or is Suffolk Mila not Deicha Shabbos? Zok de Gemara, a Braisa, or Losoi, Vadai Deicha Shabbos, Veloi Suffolk Deicha Shabbos. Says Tosfos, it's very clear in the Gemara that without a Pasik, it would have been a Havamina, that Suffolk Mila maybe should be Deicha Shabbos. It's only because we have a Pasuk, or Lasei Vadai Deicha Shabbos, but Lo Suffolk Deicha Shabbos, that we know that an Adroigenes, and a Noilad Ben Ashmashas, and a Noilad Mol, you don't do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. But on a Pasuk, in Svara, based on everything we know up until this point, in Perek Rebbe Lezer de Mila, you would have thought that Suffolk Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Frey Tois Sapella. How could there be such an Havamina? Because we know that when you do Bris Mila on Shabbos, you're being Mechalel Shabbos. Now it's a Shaila. Is it Hutra, or is it the but you're being chayvul, you're making a chaval in the shah, you're causing blood to come out. And if that's the case, you're violating Shabbos. Narvas, but you're imashmini, imob sara lasai. The Gemara brought four makaris and daf kuflam and bezam and aleph. Tanya kavasu to Rabbi Yochanan. That seemed to be the one that stood at the very end. But the point is, it's based on a pasuk. So if you have a mitzvah smila, you're daicha Shabbos. But if I don't know if I have a mitzvah smila, that means I have a suffik uvayay mashmini imob sara lasai. That means that if I'm going to do the bris mila, there's a suffik. I might be mechal Shabbos. How can I be mechal Shabbos mi suffik? If I know for sure that I'm chayiv in mila, but if there's a suffik mila, so of course sveikah deiraisa l'chumra. But that's only if it doesn't come with an invoice. Over here, you have sveikah deiraisa l'chumra, do the bris mila, but on the other side of that, you have a suffik chil Shabbos. So how in the world, Freik Toysvis, could there have been a Havamino that suffik milo should be Deicha Shabbos, so much so that we need a Brais or a Pasuk or Lossoi Vade Deicha Shabbos, Veloi suffik Deicha Shabbos. So Toysvis says a Teretz, it's the top Toysvis on Kuflam and Heyam and Aleph Ayin Sham. The Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Beis says two short terutzim to this kasha, both terutzim based on raid that we've spoken a lot about. The first Teretz says the Michas Chinuch, it could be what happened after Mino. What would be if somebody, b'shoigeg, does a bris mila on Shabbos where the child was only chayiv in mila misafik? Somebody b'shoigeg did a bris mila on an adroigenes on Shabbos. Somebody b'shoigeg did a bris mila on a child that was noilad ben ashmashas on Shabbos. Somebody b'shoigeg did a tafas dam bris on a child that was noilad mal. So ordinarily, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, so what's the halacha? If you mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, you have to bring an oshem tolle. Because if some, you have to bring a carbon chatz. What happens if you have a suffik whether you're mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg? So then the halacha is you'd have to bring an oshem tolle. Anytime you have a suffik whether or not you have to bring a carbon chatz, what you have to do is you have to bring an oshem tolle. So it says the Minchas Chinuch that based on the ordinary laws of sveikos, if somebody b'suffik would shoigeg do a bris mila on an adroigenes on Shabbos, the halacha would be he'd be chayv to bring an oshem tolle. Why? Because you have a suffik whether he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. It's a suffik. If the child is a Zachar, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. He was Mekayim Mitzvah Deiraisa. If, however, the Adroigenes is in a Keva, so it comes out he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. Now you did a B'shoigig. So you have a Chayvik Krisos, suffik B'shoigig. What's the halacha? You bring an Ashim Tali. But now that the Brisa brought a pasuk, now that it says that means the Torah went ahead and the Torah said that there is no mila that's doicha. There is no mila that's doicha where it's only a suffik mila. So if that's the case, if somebody does a bris mila on an adroigenes on Shabbos, he wasn't mechal Shabbos misafik. He was mechal Shabbos bevadai. Without a pasuk, it's a suffik. I don't know. You're right. You had no right to do it. But at the end of the day, I only violated a suffik. But my nafkin, if I did a b'shoigeg, I have to bring an oshem tali. But once I got the Torah went ahead and the Torah said there is no b'yayim hashmini imob sara lasai when it comes to a suffik mila, that means if someone does a suffik mila, he's over mechalei ma'isyumas. Oh, you over mechalei ma'isyumas. You do a b'shoigeg. You're gonna have to bring a carbon. So Mechas Chinuch says you want to know what the nafkin is. I gave you a nafkin. The nafkin would be: do you bring an oshem tali if you do a b'shoigeg? Or do you bring a chatas if you do a b'shoigeg? Very gishmak. Second Teretz Michas Chinuch says is that, I'll tell you another nafkamina. What would be if you don't have a suffik, whether you have to do a bris mila on Shabbos, but you have a roif? What would be if there's a baby that was noilad ben ashmashes and it was nisarev with a whole bunch of other babies? So it's in the maternity ward and then about 100 babies got all mixed up. And 99 of them need a mila on Shabbos and one of them doesn't need a mila on Shabbos. Meaning one of them, the halach is that you have to, it's Noila Bein Hashmashis, you have to push it off. So it says the Mechas Chinuch, based on the rules of Safik, so what would be the halacha? You go, Basar Rive, call the parish, me Ruba parish. This is Rive 101. So you say, if most of the babies need a Mila Bat Shabbos, so about you, you go ahead and you do the Mila on Shabbos. I had this one baby that was Noila Bein Hashmashis. I had this one baby that doesn't need Bris Mila, whose Bris Milas were not Doiche Shabbos. So why are you worried about that? I am, but most of them are. So as a result, there's halacha of Rive, Achri Rabbim Lahatis. But now that the Torah went ahead and said, Lossi Vadai Doiche Shabbos, for Loi Safik, so it says in Mechas Chinuch, oh, now there's a criteria. Now we're saying that the only time Mila is going to be Doicha Shabbos is if it's Vadai. Oh, the only time Mila is going to be Doicha Shabbos is if it's Vadai. Zokta Mechas Chinuch, you know what this reminds me of? The Rosh. The Rosh in the Sugya of Takfu Koyin, where the Rosh says that Rav doesn't have the ability to create a Vadai. Even though there's an Achri Rabbim Lahatois, even though there's a Bittul Barav, there's a Kalda Parish, Baruba Parish, there's a Ruba the Issa come on, there's a Ruba the Lesa come on, but says the Rosh, the only time that works, but the only time that works but it's never Moitzi Michal Sofik. At the end of the day, it's still going to be a suffix. It doesn't have the ability to establish a vadai. The Rosh said it in the context of Maisa Behema, where the Torah says Asiri Vadai for the Asiri suffix. So just like Roiv doesn't have the ability to create an Asiri Vadai in the Sugis above Metziah, so too said the Mechas Chinuch, Roiv wouldn't have the ability to create an Arlosai Vadai in the Sugis of Perek Rebbe Lezer Demilo. So you want to know why the Brisa, we needed a Pasuk Arlosai Vadai Doichas HaShabbos for the suffix? What do you mean? Anyways, can't do it. No, enough communities if there's a Roiv. If you can't do it out suffix, so Roiv is Machriya Sveikos, Achri Rabbim Lahatlis. But if you can't do it because there's a din or losay vaday doiches haShabbos for loy or losay safik. Oh, that's a whole different situation. Now Rav isn't going to work because that's like a siri vaday v'loy a siri safik. So if that's already like a siri vaday v'loy a siri safik, there could be it's already going to be different. But I was thinking again, al derech hapilpul. Maybe you can suggest a little bit of a mahalach to answer Toiskash. Toiskash is a bumbakasha. What in your pasuk or losay vaday doiches haShabbos v'loy safik? What was the havamina that safik mila would have the ability to be doiches haShabbos? So on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, we spoke about Mitzitza de Peh. And we mentioned that there was a big controversy in the 19th century amongst Gedoli Yisrael, whether or not it's okay, because of Sakana, B'Shas Adchak, for medical reasons, to do a Bris Mila and either not do Mitzitza, or, at the very least, not do Mitzitza de Peh. And really, that big tumult hinged on a few things. Number one, we do mitzitza. The Mishnah says mitzitza is even Doicha Shabbos. But why do we do mitzitza? Is the yisoid of doing mitzitza because mitzitza is part of the mitzvah of Mila? Or is the reason that we do mitzitza mishum sakana? Is mitzitza like Mila and Priya? Or is mitzitza like the aspalonis that had cumin on it? It's like the oil and the wine that was mixed together and that was applied to the wound. If it's part of the mitzvah, then it's non-negotiable. You can't be mevatel it. If it's merely mishum sakana, so then just like we don't put an aspalonis shall come in and there's no controversy about that bizman hazeh, so there should be no controversy about mitzitza either. The other shaila that this whole controversy hinged on was, we do mitzitza bepeh. That's been the Messiah. But does mitzitza have to be bepeh? The Gemara doesn't say anything about doing it bepeh. Can you do it with a moich? Can you do it with a shveiferes? Who says that it has to be done bepeh? Additionally, as we mentioned, there were many other nekudos that came up very, very prominently in this discussion. Number one, what role does Kabbalah play in Halacha? Because even though Medina de Gemara, it sounds like Mitzitza is maybe Mishum Sakana. But in the Tikkuni Zoyar and in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Mitzitza is a very big deal. So do we say, Kabbalah is part of the Torah, so we have to reckon with Kabbalah? Or Ein li yesik bin hastaris, meaning what role does Kabbalah play when it comes to halacha? Additionally, what role does science play? Because if it's mishum sakana, the doctors of the day claim, they were arguing that there's no reason to really do mitzitza. And fakir, there's a bigger sakana to do mitzitza bepeh, because what happens if the moil has a virus that he may convey over to the child than to not do mitzitza? So what roles do doctors play? What role does science play? Lahavta, what role does Kabbalah play? Fascinating topic. It's an absolutely fascinating topic, the topic of Mitzitza Bepeh. And as we mentioned yesterday, there was a big tumult, and it seems, just from doing a basic research, that really the two leaders of the respective camps were the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Haner on the one side, and Rabbi Elazar Alevi Ish Horowitz, who was an Enikel from the Hafla. He was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. He was also the chief rabbi of Vienna. He was the Av Bezdin in Wien. On the other hand, so And that those seem to be the two tzedakim. Elazar Levi Yeshorowitz claimed that the Chassam Sofer wrote him a letter and a tshuva, and he told him that you don't have to do mitzitzah b'peh, and if there's a shas adchak, then there's no question in the world that something that you have the ability to be mevatel. And Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger went and fire and brimstone. He very much disagreed with it. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha, right in the beginning of Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, so Shin Lamed Aleph is the sugis that we're learning. Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila Din Mila B'Shabbes says the Mechaber Oisim Kol Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbes. You can do all Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbes. Mayalin, you can do the Mila on Shabbos. Upayrin, you can do the Pri on Shabbos. Umaytzitzin, and you can do the Mitzitza on Shabbos as well. Says the Bir Halacha. I'll read the whole thing. It's four lines. Ayin B'Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. Simin Chav Gimel V'Chav Dalu Da Mitzitza Dafke V'Peh V'Loy Al Yedei Davar Acher Shem Tziu Haroy From Hachadoshin U'B'Tshuvas Yad Elazar Simin Nun Hey. That's Rabbi Elazar Alevi Yisharowitz Matar Limsoy Besvoy De Beduka De Yoyse Taim Mitzitza V'Afilu B'Shabbos Yesh Lahat Besvoy Ayin Shom. That's all the Chafetz Chaim said. So the Chafetz Chaim presented Toot Stodim, he presented the controversy. Incidentally, he mentions Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, Rabbi Lazar Alevi, Ish Horowitz, Baruch Shakivanti. These were the Toot Stodim. And says the Bir Halacha, this is what it is. And he just laid it out. He said, these were the Toot Stodim. This is what emerges. He wasn't Machri. He brought the Binyan Tzion first. The other laws are second, if you want to really be medayik in the Bir Halacha. But that's all the Bir Halacha did. In terms of the bottom line, he didn't say anything. But as we mentioned, that really this whole tumult of Mitzitza Bepeh, it was, of course, in the abstract, this was a very big shiloh, but it was also very much hinged upon what the shita of the Chassam Sofer was. Because Rabbi Elazar Levi Yesh Horowitz had a letter that the Chassam Sofer wrote to him, and in that letter, the Chassam Sofer told him that mitzitza is not part of the mitzvah smila, it's merely mishum sakana. I mean that it's merely mishum sakana, so there's no question that b'diyev b'shas atchak, it's something that you have the right to be mevatel, and the Chassam Sofer's lashon in that letter is, it's just like we don't do the aspalah mishal kana today, so there's no reason you have to do mitzitza either. If you're not going to do mitzitza, you won't do mitzitza. It's not something that's necessarily going to be mak. And there's a lot of tumult about, you know, what the Chassam Sofer really meant. Etc. etc. We mentioned all this already, way above my pay grade. But I just want to contribute perhaps one ha'ara to this discussion, and that is a kasha from the Chassam Sofer. It's in the Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas. It's not a paragraph of Elazar de Mila. It's in Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. The Chassam Sofer over there asks a bomba kasha. Maybe. Listen to the kasha. He says, Mila we know is Doicha Shabbos. Okay, so what happens if you have a situation with a bris Mila on Shabbos? You do everything. We learned the Mishnah. Kuf Lama Dalar Madal. Kol Tzarchi Mila. You do Mila. You do Priya. You do Mitzitza. Das Palana shall come when you take the wine and the thing. You do whatever you need to do. Because Mila is Doicha Shabbos. And once you do the bris Mila, now the child has a din of a Chayla Sheish Beis Hakana. And you Mechal Shabbos for the child. So when it comes to a bris Mila, you do everything that you need to do. Why is the halacha not that you should do the bris milah on Shabbos at the very end of Shabbos? Samuch lebein hashmoshes. What would be the mile of doing it samuch lebein hashmoshes? Zok techsam soifer. You'll be able to do the milah and the priya on Shabbos, and you'll be able to do everything else after Shabbos. Why put yourself in a situation where the child is a chayla sheyesh by sakana and you're forced to rely on a kula pekuach nefesh being daicha Shabbos? You have to do the meal on Shabbos, you do the meal on Shabbos. You do the meal on Shabbos late in the day. When you go to a bris on Shabbos, it won't be by shachris, it'll be by mincha, it'll be by shalashidis, rabbin the rabbin. That's when you do the mitzvah. Why can't you? Who says you can't do that? So you'll tell me, Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs? I hear it. Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs is a big deal. But you're going to be Doicha Shabbos? You're going to put yourself in a situation of Pekuach Nefesh being Doicha Shabbos because of Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs? So Zok Techsam Soifer, I understand Milos Doicha Shabbos. Of course, but Yemesh Minim Absar al Basai. But we always do the minute. In Klai Yisrael, you do the Bris Mila first thing in the morning. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. You learn from this Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs. But at the same time, Mila on Shabbos, by doing Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs, you're being forced to violate Shabbos mishum pekuach nefesh. Why should you do that? You're not going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to violate Shabbos mishum pekuach nefesh. So wouldn't it make more sense, Freitach Sam Soifer, to push the brismila until the later in the day, do the brismila mamish bashkia, mamish by ben hashmachis, and like this, everything that you need to do afterwards, you do later. So listen to the lashon of the Chassam Soifer. Oy yeshli lachkar. Fiyam avur lekam on perikrav alezer demilo, de mitzitza melacha day reisahi. The dom mich bar chaver mitzitzas of loch deraisa and kain nimol hechi malina betzafer de shabbato. Why are you allowed to do bris milah Shabbos in the morning? Umechalul in shuv shabbato be mitzitza. And when you do that, you mechal Shabbos with the mitzitza. Nam to matzamach lechashechas shegeshmak akasha. Wait until the end of the day. V'tia milah b'soifayon. You'll do the bris milah at the end of the day. V'hamitzitza balayla. You'll do the mitzitza at night. Oy afilu ben hashmoshes. But al koponim bayoyim loy mechal Shabbos ben hashmoshes safiyon safik layla. V'chimishum zrizim makdimim nechal Shabbos.
Can you ever write to me Mechal Shabbos? Because it's really like this. I am Shom, the Chassam Sofer says a Teretz. But what do you see in the Chassam Sofer? It's clear. It's clear what the Chassam Sofer held. Mitzitz is not part of Mitzvah's Milah. Because if the Chassam Sofer held Mitzitz as part of Mitzvah's Milah, then you have to do the Mitzitz on Shabbos. Because B'yoyma Shmini Yim Obsar Losing, Milah has to be B'Shmini. Chassam Sofer is not asking a Kasha, do half the Milah B'Shmini and the other half of the Milah B'Shi. About the Milah has to be done B'Shmini. There's no Shaila, you do the Tzitz and Ma'akfin on Shmini. You do the Tzitz and She'ena Ma'akfin on Shmini. If it's part of Milah, it has to be B'Shmini. So if that's the case, Vosfait the Chassam Sofer, do the Mitzitz, which involves Dan Nichbar Chav. Why do you have to be mechal? What do you mean? It's b'yayim hashmini yim b'sar losay. Just like you do the milah priya, you take off the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, the she'ena ma'akvin for the zekin, and you're doing everything that's milah you're doing on Shabbos. That's the din, milah's doicha Shabbos. So what's this kasha you'll do the mitzitza after Shabbos? It's clear. This chassam sofer is mefurish, that he held like the choice that the maritzchiyah himself, that mitzitza is not part of the mitzvah. Now, that, this is only one prat in the whole tumul, but ha-miya, you want to know the chassam sofer is Shita, as it relates to with Mila Mishum Sakana, or with Mila, said there's this controversial tshuva that was floating around Europe, but this is Klar, I mean, it's Klar Diburim. This is a Chassam Sofer's Kasha, and it's Chedushi Chassam Sofer Al Hashas. Either way, that's just the Ara. But either way, as it relates to the whole Noisei of Mitzitza Bepeh. So we're talking about Mitzitza Bepeh, which, because of Sakana, a lot of Gedoyle Yisrael felt that it should be Mevatel, and there were a lot of Gedoyle Yisrael that felt it would be the worst thing in the world, especially in light of what was going on in Klai Yisrael in the 19th century, the slippery slope, etc., etc. Just one other Ha'ara, just to be Moisev, a Neufach, as it relates to this whole discussion. The Avnei Nezer, in a tshuva, was asked a question with regards to a situation where there was a family, they gave birth to a boy, and the doctors were questioning whether or not this child would be able to survive a milah. And there was a little bit of a pekuach nefesh milah shaila. And it wasn't 100% clear what to do. So the Avnei Nezer said, it's in Yerideya, Simen Shin Chav Gimel. We've mentioned this tshuva several times in the past. He said an absolute davar nifla. He said the Rambam in Hilchas Mila, in the end of Perek Aleph. So he talks about Mila. Says the Rambam as follows. Katon she nimtzo b'shmini shelo yorik b'yoyser. If a child is born, and on the eighth day, the child is very yellow. Ein mayla noisa, you can't do the bris Mila. You have to wait until the child gets a little bit healthy. The same is true if it's very red. You can't do the bris, Mila right away. Says the Rambam. You have to be very careful when it comes to these halachas. The only time you can do a bris milah is for a child that has no sickness. Because sakonis nefashis says Rambam is doich everything. So if there's a tzad that maybe this child is going to die through bris milah, you don't do the bris milah. Because sakonis nefashis is doich everything. It says the Rambam, the ef shalomu la'achaz man. Because, let's be honest, just because you don't do the bris milah today doesn't mean you're never going to do the bris milah. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it in a year. You can do it in 2 years. You can always do bris milah, but the ef shalachsin nefesh echad miyisrael la'olam. You can never bring back a child that dies. So if a child dies, what do you do? You can't bring the child back. But if the child doesn't have bris milah today, you can always do the bris milah tomorrow. So says the Rambam, when it comes to pekuach nefesh, when it comes to doing bris milah, you have to be very, very careful. Why do you have to be very careful? Because says the Rambam, because number one, there is nothing in the world that because sakonis nefashis is doich hasakol. And the Efshalomu la'achas man, the Efshalachas nefesh echem Yisrael loylam. Great, the Avnei Nezer, and he says that he found that the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva asked this kasha as well. It's in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, your day of Reish Mem Hei. Oh, but great, the Avnei Nezer, he says, I don't understand this Rambam. The Rambam had to give me a shtickle Torah. Rambam gave me a shtickle Torah, how it is, or why it is that Mila is Doicha, that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Mila. Says the Rambam, you know why? Because you can always do the Bris Mila tomorrow, but if the child, Rachmana Litzlan, gets hurt, that's not something that you're ever going to be able to undo. What did Rambam need a shtickle Torah for? Everyone knows this halacha. Who doesn't know that pekuach nefesh is like everything? Unless it's avodah zara, gilui arayis, and shvichas damim, we're not having this conversation. Then you know, pekuach nefesh, there's no shayla. Suffolk pekuach nefesh, there's no shayla. So freak to Avnei Nezer, why did the Rambam need a shtickle Torah? It's a nice shtickle Torah. It's a beautiful lashon. Lashonei azov shal Rambam. Ef shalom ulachas man, but v'ef shalachas nefesh echad miyisrael oylam. But at the end of the day, what is this shtickle Torah doing for me? We know the halacha. We know sakonis nefashis. So pekuach nefesh is doich everything. So pekuach nefesh is doich everything. Why would you think that it shouldn't be doich hamila? So Avnei Nezer said a dover neira based on a gemara. A gemara mesachtes gittin daf nun zayin amid beis. The gemara with this darshining the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ki alecha hiragnu kol ayoyim.
Nechshavnu kitzoyin tifcha. Ki olecha hiragnu kol hayom. The Gemara brings a bunch of different shot of what it was referring to. Meshuma Levi Amar. Meshuma Levi said, Zumila shenit b'shemini. It's referring to brismila. It's referring to brismila. Zakrashi, why? Brismila is hiragnu kol hayom tizimnim demayas. Because sometimes when you do a brismila, a child ends up dying. And because the child ends up dying, zimnim demayas, it's olecha hiragnu kol hayom. Klai Yisrael gave themselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you find that? It was olecha hiragnu kol hayom. I saw in the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says that, where do you see it in the Pasuk? I mean, it's a nice taich in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Mila. It just says olecha hiragnu kol hayom. Is there a remez anywhere to brismila? See, he says that the Pasuk says, Mi yala lanu hashamayma. And it brings from the Oilalos Ephraim that the Oilalos Ephraim said, Mi yala lanu hashamayma is Rosh Hateva's Mila. Mem Yud Lamed Hey. Mi yala lanu hashamayma. It's also Soife Teva's Havaya. Mi is Mem Yud. Yala, the last letter is a Hey. Lanu, the last letter is a Vav. And hashamayma, the last letter is a Hey. It's Yud K, Vav K. So the Rosh Hateva's is Mila. The Soife Tevos is Avaya. So the Oilas Ephraim said, that's Pshat of the Pasuk, Ki Higdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrasecha. Ki Higdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrasecha. What's Imrasecha? That's Mila. Sasa Noichi Al Imrasecha. Kamaitse Shal Rab. The Gemara Naf Kuflamid Amid Aleph. Amiru Yechida. That's Imrasecha. Ki Higdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrasecha. Mila so Choshev said Oilas Ephraim, that it's bigger than the Shem Avaya. Because the Rosh Tevos of Mi Yal Alonu Hashemayim is Mila. And it's only the Soife Tevos of Mi Yal Alonu Hashemayim is Havaya. That's Ki Higdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrasecha. That Imrasecha is so big that it was Higdalta Al Kol Shimcha. The greatest of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's bigger than the Shem Avaya. The Soife Tevis is Avaya and the Rosh Tevis is Mila. So it says the Ben Yoyada, Ki Olecha, the thing that's Olecha, the thing that's bigger than you, Hiragnu Kol Hayom. That's referring to Bris Mila. But says the Avni Neis, what do you see in this Gemara? You see that Klal Yisrael that used to give themselves up for Bris Mila. What do you mean? How are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to give yourself up for Bris Mila? What happened to Pekuach Nefesh? What happened to the fact that, that Pekuach Nefesh is Doich everything? So says the Avni Neis, it's a Gemara. You see from Gittin, that even though Pekuach Nefesh ordinarily is Doicha, but Mila is different. Mila is Ki Higdalta Kol Shimcha Imrasecha. That's different. Mila is different. And Mila Be'etzim defies the regular rules and regulations of Pekuach Nefesh. And says that that's why the Rambam needed a Shtikl Torah. He says, you want to know why the Rambam needed a Shtikl Torah? Because the Rambam felt that Pekuach Nefesh doesn't have the ability to be Doicha Mila. It doesn't have the ability to be Doicha Mila. Now, you say, Kohen Shvash is a big deal, because you see, it's Doicha all mitzvahs, but really, Mila doesn't have the ability to be Doicha. Okay, so then why shouldn't you do the Bris Mila? Says the Ram, because you could always do it tomorrow. And being that you could always do it tomorrow, so in Mila, it's a little bit different. But the point is, you want to know which is bigger? Which is bigger? Face off. Mila or Pekuach Nefesh? Mila's bigger. Mila's ki igdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. Mila's bigger. Ki olecha iragnu kol hayoyim zu mila b'shmini. The zimnim demayis b'mila. Which is something that ordinarily you'd never be able, you wouldn't be able to put on tefillin if zimnim demayis b'tefillin. But we're dealing with Mila, said Avni Nezer. And Mila's bigger. And because Mila's bigger, says Avni Nezer, that's pshat and shevet Levi. We know when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they never did bris mila. How do you not do bris mila when they were in the Midbar? How do you have a right to not do bris mila in the Midbar? So the Gemara says, because it was considered dangerous. They were traveling. There was no ruach tzafoynis. So it was considered dangerous. But Shevet Levi did do Bris Mila in the Midbar. Kishamru imrasecha ubrischa yinsoyru. Rashi says in Parashas Vezaycha Brachah, it's referring to Shevet Levi, that Shevet Levi, even when they were in the Midbar, they did Bris Mila. Had they ever a right to do Bris Mila? Freik Davni Neiza. I understand. Who gave them a gerech to do Bris Mila? You're not allowed to do it. You're putting yourself into a matzav of sakana. The teretz is, Mila's a little different. Mila's ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim. And when it comes to Mila, there's a situation that you are allowed to put yourself. Maybe they thought they weren't going to necessarily go into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they didn't think there was a tomorrow if they're not to do bris mila today. They didn't have the Rambam Shtikl Torah. So Mela Fakar, you have to do bris mila now. But the point is, says the Avni Nezer, and this is what he told the Shoyl. The Avni Nezer was talking about a real Shaila. The Avni Nezer was asked a real question. Halacha Lamai said, Vitzorich Loimar, the Mishum Chash Ba'alma Loinitcha Mitzvahs Mila Legamri. You don't have the ability to be Doicha Mitzvahs Mila Legamri. Shigam Bechol Mila Yesh Chash. Really, in every Mila there's a Chash Sakana. So this is not something you have a right to do. Mishum Chash Ba'alma. Of course, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you're not going to do Mila. But at the end of the day, the Barama is going to be a little bit different. I just think that this is something worth mentioning when we talk about Mitzitza Bepeh. Because it's true, there's an Indian of Sakana. But then again, when it comes to Mila,
Mishum chash ba'almo. Mishum chash ba'almo. There's an idea of kiolecha hiragnu kol ayohim. When it's a chash ba'almo, there was a sheva levi that was willing to be moisa nefesh. And you're allowed to be moisa nefesh. There's an idea that when it comes to mitzvahs milo, over there the rules are a little bit different. So you can't just start invoking principles of pekuach nefesh of kol ha'teru gula when it comes to milo. You have to be sensitive to this chuvas abnei nezer. In Shailos the chuvas simen shin chav gimel, this raid as it relates to the chash milo. Only because, why not? Just to come back to where we started. And that is that we started off with a kasha. The kasha was Toisvis kasha. Arlosei vadai, doiches ha-shabes, v'loi arlosei sofik. So we said, arlosei vadai, doiches ha-shabes, v'loi arlosei sofik. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that mila is not sofik mila is not doiches ha-shabes? What would be the hamamina that sofik mila should be able to doiches ha-shabes? So one teretz from the Minchas Chinuch, a second teretz from the Minchas Chinuch. Perhaps you could say, al derech ha-pilpul, al derech ha-chidud, that maybe you can say that being that we just showed, that mila is so chomor, ki yigdalta kol shin. Mila is so chomer that it's doicha pekuach nefesh. It's granted not doicha pekuach nefesh, but it's only because of a zaitik cheshman. But be'etzem mitzad mitzvahs mila, it's bigger than pekuach nefesh. It really has the ability to be doicha pekuach nefesh. And in fact, halacha l'maisa said to Avnei Nezer when it comes to mila that mishum chash ba'alma loy nitchas mitzvahs mila l'gamer. You don't have the ability to be doicha because mila is governed by a different set of rules, and that's why Shevet Levi had the right to go ahead and to do bris mila. But the point is that once you find that mila is different than a regular mitzvah, that mila has a mitzvah to be doicha Shabbos, so maybe you can make a kal v'chomer. If mila is doicha b'kuach nefesh, be'etzim, it's only because of the Rambam Shtickel Torah that it's not. But b'tzad the mitzvah it is, and we know b'kuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Even sofik b'kuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So maybe there would have been a hava mila. Maybe there would have been a hava mila that a sofik mila should be able to be doicha Shabbos as well. Meaning if mila is a regular mitzvah and you're dealing with chil Shabbos, avadis nitoa as a hava mila in the world. But it could be once we have a b'yei mashmini b'psar losoi to teach me that mila is doicha Shabbos. Maybe sofik mila could also be doicha Shabbos because you're dealing with mila and mila doesn't conform. It doesn't comply to all the rules and the regulations of regular halachas. Meaning ordinarily, it's true, there's a shulchan aruch of what a mitzvah has an ability to be doicha. But you see, mila's on a different level. Mila could even be doicha pekuach nefesh. Nothing is doicha pekuach nefesh. Mila's doicha pekuach nefesh. If mila could be doicha pekuach nefesh, there's makan to say that mila could be doicha shabbos. Now, sure, we need a pasuk to teach from mila's doicha shabbos. But once I have a pasuk that mila's doicha shabbos, maybe you would think that a sofik mila should also be. Where do you find that a sofik mitzvah would have the ability to be doicha shabbos? Where do you find that a mitzvah is doicha b'kuach nefesh? Mila. That's the answer. So maybe there would have been a makan to say that mila should be different as well. That's why you need a pasuk or lasse vadai, v'loya lasse sofik.